All right, Ari, you slept through this one, so that means only one thing.
Better movie.
Then tell us what it is, Ari. Tell us what the better movie is. We'll watch it.
Well, I think from recent options, there's The Jacket. What else?
I was looking up the list, Des, that you sent. It's a good list. And I agree that, so they, when you talk about the top 10 films, we've seen most of them. They list one called The Infinite Man. I still think The Jacket sounds like it's good. Infinite Man, it sounds like it's a simple, low budget, though. There's only three characters, but there's so many versions of them, your mind gets scrambled. Mm. So it depends if we want that or not. It lists that pretty high. There's Triangle, which I saw the trailer. It looks a little bit more like a horror film. And so I don't think that would be.
I'm officially making a horror list now because they've been coming up a lot.
The rest are all ones we've seen. The other thing that I might be interesting that I just saw is their number one film. It's a foreign film, though, but they list it like it. They have like a first sentence. So like, if you haven't read this, stop reading now because it's like, it's very creative. There's a whole bunch. It looks like it's like a Korean film, Japanese one.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Japanese ones. Called, we're going to have to do like a Japanese
Kimi
one.
Kimi no Wawa or Your Name. But they list it as number one and they feel like it's the most creative. And anyway, those three seem interesting. The Jacket seems good. It's down the list a little bit. This Infinite Man made it to their top 10. And their other top 10s are Back to the Future 2, which they put above one.
Yeah. Because they know what's up.
So their list is solid. So
Interstellar?
They have Primer in there. Interstellar, they have down a little bit. Mm. They have Time Crimes at 6. And when they rate these, it's interesting. They a little bit, they like if there's like some mind fuckedness in there or like some actual theory. Yeah, they got Tenet. So smart. Anyway, so I don't know. You guys, I think three nominees should be The Jacket, should be The Infinite Man. That other foreign one they have is number one. Anything else you guys want to throw in the pot?
I'm going to throw in Time Trap just for fun. I don't know that that's high on our list of need to watch, but that one just might be fun.
That the cave one?
Yeah.
That the one, we've seen that one, haven't we?
Eventually, I'm going to find where we can watch Plus One.
And I think after whatever this film is, we should go back to like Boss Level or like a fun, or Palm Springs or a fun one. I think we should do one more good one, maybe, and then do another wacky.
Light one.
Like light.
Is The Jacket English?
Yes.
I'm not against foreign films, but I don't want to triple.
Right. That's why I'm wanting not doing foreign back to back.
Yeah.
So maybe it's The Jacket or Infinite Man. Infinite Man is too low budgets back to back.
I vote The Jacket.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm thinking about her in this. I'm trying to like, you know.
Yeah. No, The Jacket's been a long time coming. So can we watch it? Is The Jacket.
I feel like the low budget one with only three characters is going to be the same theory. It's going to be loop theory. I mean, there's not much else you can do.
And then, it seems like this one, there's going to be tons of versions of them. Like you're going to be like trying to keep track.
Like Primer.
Yeah. Which is fun, but maybe not directly after this. So maybe Jacket seems like a nice thing. And then we'll do an easy one after, like Boss Level or
Pump Speed.
We'll do that number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, how about that? Like maybe this Boss Level and then that number one.
Japanese one.
Yeah. Because I love that whole thing where most of these, they list stuff. They're like, dude, if you haven't seen it, don't read any further because it's like really creative and awesome. I'm curious.
So The Jacket will be another rental.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there is one other movie to put in the, it may not be, but as we talked about last time, not a great film probably, but is Millennium, which Desmond would have to buy, use.
Oh, yes.
But now we would maybe watch together. That could be a few down.
Millennium's on the list.
That's the one about the airplane that disappears. That's got aliens in it and comes back and they're the same age.
I like aliens.
That'll be fun. We can do a watch party with that. And soon after all this shit settles down around here, we'll do Back to the Future 3 and Game Night.
Oh, cool.
And we'll get Kelly in on the game and we'll just have a big bash.
We're not going to record ourselves playing the game, are we?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much we'll use, but I'm going to set the mic up and I have the technology, so.
We have the technology. And then she might even want to watch Millennium with us if we ever do that.
Yeah, totally.
Chapter 3 wasn't even on this list. I don't think. Oh, no, it was. It was on the bottom.
Terrible.
No, it did make it to the list. It's on the, this was top 77 films?
What's
top
it 70?
Yeah, I think it's pretty low. Let me see.
The cave movie that you're talking about, Desmond, is actually pretty interesting. Yeah, it's a good concept. If it's the same one that.
I think it is, because I know I started watching it and I kind of was just like, oh, I'll throw this on in the background. And then it started to get good. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to put this away and actually follow
it. It's a good concept. It's never been done before. So it'll be fun to talk about.
Okay, everyone out there, Next movie will be The Jacket from 2005, rated R, 1 hour and 43 minutes, directed by John Mabry, starring Adrian Brody, Keira Knightley, Daniel Craig, Kris Kristofferson, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Wait, what are you talking about in The Jacket?
Is this The Jacket?
It's got Kris Kristofferson?
No, this.
You mixing up Millennium?
No, it says The Jacket. Will you look up The Jacket on your IMDb? Make sure I'm not. Holy shnikes. This is an all-star cast.
Yeah. Keira Knightley.
Wow.
Kris Kristofferson, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Kelly Lynch, Brad Renfro, Daniel Craig. Music by Brian Eno.
Oh, we are in for a treat, folks. You can find it on Amazon for $1.99 or who knows what other funky way you guys are watching shows out there. But I'm going to watch it on Amazon for $1.99. See you guys later. Thanks for hanging with us, Ari. Yeah. Thanks for staying awake for the podcast. This was longer than the movie. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Good luck. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. And while you are waiting for the next installment of Time Pop, why don't you check out these other great shows that we have? You can find them all at whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. We have Truth Not Trends with Liam and Jesse, having 35 plus years of strength training experience. Their podcast is full of great practical advice from themselves and fine guests that come on. They have trainers that come on. They have doctors that come on. They got ninja warriors on there, and it's all done in a great conversational manner, so you can just join on in, enjoy a chat with them, and learn some health and fitness while you are at it. Thank the Light, everybody, is a podcast brought to you by me and Justin. We are talking about the Amazon Prime show The Wheel of Time, based on the Robert Jordan novels. There are 15 of these books, and they're done. This isn't a Game of Thrones situation where they're going to get three seasons in and then wonder, oh, we don't know what the hell to do next. This is an amazing story that has been completed, and they are telling it in a new, awesome fashion on this great TV show. Justin has been a fan of the books forever. I just jumped on board with the show, and so together we make a great combination, whether you are a longtime fan or if you've just come on with the show like yours truly. There is a lot going on that show. Like I said, with 15 books, they got a lot they're trying to cram in. So listen to us along with watching the show. We'll be here to help you make sense of everything that's going on in that program from now until its conclusion and probably beyond that. We're here with you. That is Thank the Light. We also have the Be Brave podcast. Kara and Patty have amazing guests on that show. Amazing women come on the show and tell their story of how they have not only survived a difficult situation, but how they are thriving because of it. Listen to the Be Brave podcast if you want to harness some of that bravery for yourself and move into the future, ready to take on any obstacle that may attempt to get in your way. We also have All the Answers. Katie Rubin and Cassidy Brown come to you every Saturday with a great conversation about life, love, light, spirituality, comedy, farts. It's all there, folks. What else can I say about this show? But if you are a human being living on planet Earth, having a human experience, you should definitely check this out. It covers all the angles. They have all the answers. So once again, whatsoundsawesome.com. We have All the Answers with Katie and Cassidy, Truth Not Trends with Liam and Jesse, Thank the Light with Desmond and Justin, the Be Brave podcast with Patty and Kara, and as always, Time Pop, Ari, Scott, and Desmond. And if you have a movie you want us to talk about on Time Pop, please email us at timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.